Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
You don't have to let the devil rule over your life.
But he came, he died on the cross for your sin. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able, to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept?
And welcome. Thank you for joining me here on Block Talk Radio. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Today is Monday, March the 26th, 2012. It is 7:36 Eastern Standard Time. Please call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know we are on the air live right here on Internet Radio, Victory Against All Odds. I am excited to be with you on this evening. For my first time listeners, Victory Against All Odds is a radio talk show for families. Our mission is to encourage people to become empowered with strategic tools to overcome abuse, rejection, fear, abandonment, and oppression. So once again, I thank you for joining me on this evening. We are preparing for Take Back the Night. I am so excited. It will be the 25th anniversary celebration of this event on this coming Wednesday, March the 28th, 2012. And I will be with my co-host, I am so excited, Apostle Shirley Robinson from Pembroke, North Carolina, and Dr. Gwendolyn Brooks, along also with Dr. Apostle Wanda Wilkerson from Raleigh, North Carolina, will be in attendance with me on this special occasion. I actually was waiting for one of the representatives from the Women's Center. This event will be taking place at North Carolina State University, at the Talley Student Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. But I don't see her in queue. But, you know, what they always say, you always be prepared for backup. The Take Back the Night is an annual event where we do honor sexual assault survivors. It is a community event, and there will be a speaker along with various survivors who will share their story. There will be a community march as well, and we will be able to witness all of this live right here on Blog Talk Radio starting at 6 o'clock, which is when the march starts. We will probably come on the air around about 6:15, 6:20 to capture the march, the people who have marched as they come in, just kind of let them share their experience in the march, and we will take it from there and move forward. I am excited about this event, especially because I did have the opportunity last year to be a part of this event, which was truly a life-changing event, just to be in the presence of in the room full of strangers, listening to them share their story. I found myself in a place that I didn't think that I would be, and that was a place of vulnerability. I all of a sudden found myself with my heart racing, pounding away, because I began to remember, and I was afraid to move for fear that someone would figure out that I was just like them, that I was a survivor too. I dare not move. I dare not blink. I tried to hold the tears for fear that someone was going to see me. And a small voice, which we call the Holy Ghost, allowed me to have peace and let me know that it was okay, that I was safe, I was in a safe place, that I was able to let the tears go and allow that healing to take place. It was such a beautiful experience. And at that time, I had no idea I would be here doing this. Now, it was the turning point for victory. And I didn't even think about that until last week, that that was the beginning of the beginning. What an experience. So we are excited. We will be able to hopefully hear from some of the survivors. It will be televised live as well. So we are excited about that event. I don't see my guests, so I am going to move on, which I was actually prepared for. And since we are talking about an event where survivors will be in a place where they are going to share, I think my guest just stepped into the queue. Hold on just a moment. Carolina?
Hey, this is Carolina.
Yes. Okay, I was waiting for you. My guest has arrived, and I wanted to introduce you, Carolina. Carolina, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce your last name, but I wanted to let you introduce yourself, and then I can just go ahead and if you could tell the listening audience about a little about yourself and what role you play at the Women's Center. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me, Donnie. So my name is Carolina Alzuru. So that's how you pronounce my last name, Alzuru. And I'm the Rape Prevention Education Coordinator at the NC State University Women's Center.
Thank you. Take Back the Night is an annual event that honors survivors of sexual assault. So could you tell us a little bit about how long you've been a part of the celebration and what do we have to look forward to on this year's event?
Sure. So as you said, Take Back the Night is an event that's been put on for years, actually. So it's the 25th anniversary this time around at NC State. But the first national one was done even before that. I've been at NC State for about 2 years now, so this will only be my second Take Back the Night there. Prior to my being at NC State, I was a student at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, so I did attend a couple of Take Back the Nights there as well, but I'm still young, so I've only gone to a few. In terms of this year, what we have to look forward to, we have several different speakers lined up, including Dr. Tom Stafford, who is Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Joanne Woodard, who's Vice Provost for the Office for Institutional Equity and Diversity. We have Chandler Thompson, Student Body President, speaking. And we also have, of course, some survivors lined up to speak, to share their stories, and some performances as well by some a cappella groups from campus.
That sounds exciting. It sounds like we have a nice representation of various people who on the campus and in the community who support such an awesome cause. And for those who may have not listened in on last week, again, would you explain the march that will also take place and what that represents and who marches?
Sure. The marches are a tradition that I've been a part of Take Back the Night both at NC State and at different campuses and nationally. So what happens is that folks get together, make signs, and march together to the event. And so at our particular event, the marches this year will start from the West Campus Amphitheater. So folks will get together there, and it's people from all over campus. So different student organizations, from residence halls, as well as, you know, volunteers of the Women's Center. So they'll get together and, you know, with signs, march to the Tally Student Center, which is where the event will be held, and they'll chant in support of survivors.
It sounds like a variety of supporters from various organizations and sororities and campus people and community people, and that is just awesome. I think it's just an awesome event. I think it's an important event as well to just make people aware that we are going to take back those things that were stolen from us. I think that is a very moving experience. I was sharing just before you came on with the listening audience that I last year was my first experience and what that was like for me and how moved I was. So I just think that it's just awesome, and I'm excited and look forward to joining you on Wednesday night.
We're excited to have you there, excited to have anybody else join us who can. And you're right, you know, last year was actually a really special Take Back the Night. And, you know, it was my first, so I don't have much to compare it to at NC State. But from other folks who have been there for years, they also voiced how last year was so special. So we hope to be able to recreate that in some way this year.
That is awesome. Carlinda, do you have anything else that you like to add or say that you haven't said already?
Yeah, I just wanted to also let folks know that, and maybe you spoke to this earlier, but what happens at the event as well is that we have the Clothesline Project display.
Yes.
And so the Clothesline T-shirts are painted by either survivors or folks who support survivors of different types of violence. So can be sexual violence, it can also be relationship violence or stalking, and it can also be violence having to do with your gender or sexual identity. So these T-shirts have been decorated throughout the year by different folks, and we'll have a really nice display of those as well.
Yes, I am definitely trying to get in on that, so I will be hopefully be able to come around tomorrow to get my T-shirt done. Before Wednesday. And we thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, and I appreciate you so much. And thank you for taking time out to come and talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Donice. And just one last message for folks out there, that if folks want to learn more about how to support survivors or how to prevent this type of violence from happening in the first place, they can definitely check out our website for some more information and for some contact information. So our website is, of course, ncsu.edu/women's-center. So if folks want to check us out and give us a call or email us, we can definitely give more information out about both of those things, supporting survivors and prevention.
Certainly. And can you give that website one more time?
Yes, of course. It's ncsu.edu/women's-center.
Thank you so much, Carolina, for joining me this evening. I appreciate you. And
thank
we
you,
look
Johnny.
Forward to seeing you on Wednesday night.
I'll see y'all Wednesday. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'm multitasking here. We certainly thank her for joining us, and I was glad that she was able to join us and get in here and just talk about Take Back the Night. Like I said, as I was sharing earlier, last year was my first experience, and it was just so moving. I don't think I've ever been in a place where you were just captivated by the many lives that have been affected by sexual assault or stalking, and the various different types of violations that take place, males and females, and some were strangers and some were family, and some were just a one-time event. Some were event that was over an extended period of time. Some were students who have been raped since they were on campus. I am an advocate for the Women's Center, so I actually work with them as well. And what an advocate does, an advocate, we have what we call the crisis phone, and what we do is we take shifts, and we are on call, just like a hospital would be on call, for emergency telephone calls where students would call in because something took place, and it could be as recent as that day, 24 hours earlier, or it could be where a student had an experience, and we're going to talk about this, a trigger, if you will, and that trigger caused them to remember or share for the first time. And sometimes they'll call that line and they'll just share their story. That story may have been 5 years old, but whatever the trigger was that caused them to remember and want to share, they'll pick up the phone and they'll call. And so, as I was talking earlier, by coming to this event and sharing, we disclose. And when we disclose, we become vulnerable. And when we become vulnerable, this brings about fear because of the disapproval or the rejection that may arise because of the disclosure. And so we certainly want to just kind of tap into some of those tools that we talked about earlier in the beginning of the year of 2012, because if you recall, for some, we talked about 2012 beginning being a year of redemption, that this year was going to be the beginning of putting things back in order, that this was going to be the year of beginning of dividing the light from the darkness. We talked about this was going to be a year of victory for you. We talked about that we were going to move forward and that this was going to be the beginning of seeing some of the evidence of the strategic tools that we had introduced to you in 2011. Not only being used, but would see the evidence of healing and deliverance. And we would see evidence of victory. And so we talked about 20, and we broke down 12, 20 being redemption, and 12 meaning restoration and healing, and 12 being the actual putting things back in order. In other words, we're going to recover those things that were stolen, those things that were taken away from us. We're going to recover our joy. We're going to recover our happiness. We're going to recover our self-esteem. We're going to recover life in general. And so we're going to begin to heal, and we're going to begin to realize that there is freedom from fear. We're going to begin to realize that fear is no more. We're going to realize that everything that we need, we can recover. And for those who are my believers, we can say that we are going to begin to realize that we will be troubled no more, that we have a Savior, I'm going to say it just like that, that will allow us to recover all the, from the scars and the pain that we've endured, whether it was over the years or if it was the last 6 months or whatever that thing is, that we know that we have help from on high. I'm leaving that right there. Whew. And here's the other thing I want to say, that when we disclose and when we begin to heal, we have accepted what has been said and what has been done, what we have heard, and we have exchanged that for victory. We have exchanged it for something better, that we didn't have to accept those things we've endured, but now it's time to do something different, that we don't have to stay stuck on Stuck Street. And we can now move, you know, off of Stuck Street, you know, and walk in Victory Lane. And for those who are our support, we need to begin to attach ourselves to those support systems, because we expose, because we become vulnerable, and because you know that the enemy is going to whisper in our ear, we don't want any of that to happen. So we're going to use those tools. We're going to reach out to those external resources, and we're going to journal, and we're going to read our word, and we're going to talk to our friends, and we're going to use the tool of prayer, and we're going to write, and we're going to do whatever that tool is for you, whether that's pick up the phone, reach out to a family member. And for those who are on the support side, we remember we talked about accepting what has been said, not judging, no matter what you feel, what has been said was in poor thinking or in poor judgment on their part. That is not the point. That is not the issue. We are excited because as we move forward and we walk in victory and we recover and we gain that which was stolen and we grow momentum and we become encouraged and we walk with our heads up high and our chest stuck out and we remember that we are somebody and we have purpose in life and we are somebody and that, you know, that we can recover from all that has been stolen, we begin to take on a different attitude, and we begin to smile, and we begin to have joy, and we begin to have our peace back, and that's what it's all about. We talked about that balance. There needs to be a balance there because in all things we do things in order, because we've still got to talk about order. And order, when we talk about order, we have to talk about balance, because we don't want to be too far to the left, too far to the right. So it is important, because when we begin to reach out, when we begin to connect to other people, we need to have some balance. We need to know that we can't lose our sense of independence. When we've got to talk about those insecure attachments, that's important. And we don't want that to be a problem. We don't want our relationships to become hindered, is what I'm trying to say. We don't want to do anything that would cause the relationship to be severed, because we are imbalanced, if you will, because we lack insecurity and we begin to pull too much to the left or too much to the right. So we have to have some wisdom there, and we want to be mindful of our triggers. We want to be mindful of our state of mind. We want to be mindful of those insecurities. And so we definitely want to put those things in order, and we want to make sure that we are mindful of what those triggers, what those cues are. We know that all things work together for the good, so we know that in what was meant for our bad, we can turn it around and exchange it for good. It is a process. We talked about it being a continuous process. Healing is always a continuous process. whether, you know, it doesn't matter what that thing is. It is always continuous. It's a daily walk. It's a daily routine. We always have to continue to use whatever that tool is, whether it's writing in your journal, whether it's prayer, whether it's fasting, whether, you know, it's remembering and talking that thing out. The more you talk, the more strength you gain. And I meant to say that earlier. We can't remember strength, because in our weakness, we are strong. And some things happen to make us strong, if you will. So we're going to become strong. And so I bring this out because we're getting ready to do Take Back the Night. And it's going to be, for some, a time of remembering, even if you're just in there listening and just embracing the stories and just beginning to remember. There's going to be some things happening emotionally, mentally, and physically. And if you think that's not the case, you would truly be fooling yourself, I should say. So we definitely want to be honest and open and aware of those things that are happening, and know that we're in a safe place, and be aware of them, and take care of yourself. It is okay. And if you need to work on whatever those anxieties that come up, that fear that come up, we can make sure that that happens. There will be counselors there on call in the area to take care of those who need to be taken care of. It is important, and I just want to say this as well. It is important that we talk, communication, discuss. Discussion is just so necessary in order for change to occur. As Ms. Carolina said, we've got to make people aware, and we've got to break that silence. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. I have some awesome things lined up for April as we talk about sexual assault awareness and talk about prevention, because we don't want to stay stuck here. You know, my vision and my goal is to move from this to prevention. But we've got to start with the beginning. We've got to get folks talking. We've got to expose those secrets and get them out so that we can start healing, and then we can go back and talk about prevention. How do we keep others from having to go through? When people are willing to listen with open minds and new ideas through a long process, we believe we will create an atmosphere that's less tolerant of rape than what we do now. And again, what I'm saying is, when we, as a people, as a nation, as a country, are willing to listen to with an open mind and new ideas through a long process, we believe we will then be able to create an atmosphere that is less tolerant of rape than the one that we live in now. And when I say that, that means simply talk about it, tell. Don't turn your head. Don't sweep it under the rug. What stays in the house, what goes on in the house, stays in the house. That we can't have that mentality any longer. In the church, out the church, in the country, out the country, in the barn, in the field, in the city, in the country. It just doesn't matter. In the United States and out the United States, all over. We cannot tolerate. We must just become so vigilant about this, about rape, about abuse, about molestation, about stalking. And that just not goes for this, but it also goes for any part of our life that makes us uncomfortable as a nation, as a people, rejection, oppression, poverty. you know, and we also have to go with substance abuse, you know, suicide. We must get to a place where this is not tolerated. And when we get there, I can't even imagine what that would look like, a nation of peace and harmony and love and operating in the fruits of the Spirit, I'm going to say it, and being able to be helpers one to another. I'm out there now. I can't even get back. But that is the goal. Prevention is the goal. I am working on, I've been in contact with the United States Department of Justice. And so we are moving forward. And moving forward and the things of in recovery and the things of God. I'm sorry, I got distracted. So I do have some people in the queue, but I don't know if they want to say anything or not. I have some time left. I am pretty much done for tonight. I am looking at Wednesday and just being prepared for all of that. I did get the equipment that we need. They're working on making sure that everything that we need to be set up is going to be in place. So I hope that each and every one of you will join me live on Wednesday starting around 6:15, 6:20 Eastern Standard Time and just listen in, and we are going to do our best to co-host this event. I have no idea how that's going to look, but we're just going to be led and just celebrate victory against all odds. I'm going to do this. Hold on just a moment. You are live on the air. Caller 7437. Do you have anything to add or say or comment, question?
Good evening. Evangelist Benton, this is Apostle Robinson.
Hi.
Just listening in and just being encouraged to know that that there's going to be a difference made there at the campus at NC State University, and your co-guest there, Ms. Carolina, was very informative with the announcements and the different awareness and the different things that will take place in the march. And this is a positive step, and it will be that for many in a new direction, and for some, a stone to come out of Stuck Street, so that they can stand firmly, and know that there are others that have gone through that journey, taken that walk, and that they're able to stand. So this is very it's powerfully positive, if I can use that phrase. I look forward to joining you, and I spoke with Dr. Brooks this evening, and she's a Christian counselor, and she looks forward to being there with you and the others and Apostle Wilkerson. So we look forward to that time of getting together and encouraging and being positive and making the difference. This is something that we should probably take to another level, if I could say, go on a limb and say, in that people should know that with the different tools and the technology and the things that we have, things are a little bit different, more advanced than they were years ago when people were trying to explain or say this happened or that happened. We have the tools that we have as individuals and the healing process, and then we have technology. We're grateful for that. So everything that we can embrace to make the foundation more firmer, where the individual feels safer and know that they're supported, is positive. So for that, I'm thankful. And I don't know, there may be some others joining us that will come as well. So that's something that we're anticipating, even as I talk. So I'm in touch with some more associates, business associates, and NC State alumni. And I don't know, we may have from this area just a number of people that will caravan with us from Robeson County and support. And just let you know that, we're with you and we're going to make that difference as well. So I don't know the anticipation, the awareness. I think when you have an event like this, it's like turning on the light. It's bringing what was covered and what was hidden and just shedding some light, some positiveness to say, listen, this happened. It was awful. But it does not define you.
Yes.
It does not. It does not determine your identity. Allow the healing process, allow the awareness, allow the uncovering, allow the tools, and use those so that you can stand firm in who you are and your purpose and why you're here. So we're excited about that, and we look forward. And, we're trying to get, and I'm just thinking right off the top of my head, and I said to myself, there's a couple of my former professors who graduated from NC State. One's an anthropologist, and so I'm going to give him a buzz and see if he would be willing. And then, I don't know, we may get some others that will join as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds on this end, from our direction, from our community, Robeson County, North Carolina. So we look forward to that. And, of course, as a minister of the gospel, I will be praying that it will be successful, and those that are coming for the first time, they will be positive and encouraged enough that they'll come back again and bring others. And I think this is all about brotherly love and kindness.
Yes.
Taking care and looking out and loving one another. It's interesting when you look through life how tragedies and how bad things, and when people can identify and say, that happened. This occurred in my life, but there's another way. There's a way that you can heal. There's a process. Use your tools. Stand and see what you can do to make it positive. I just think it's so phenomenal how life comes and people get put in a position or things happen and things occur and they say, oh, my God, this happened to you. I would have never guessed. You're smiling and you're positive and you're flowing and you're bubbly. And so it's just interesting how things that are not good can bring people together for a common good, and then that common good brings an awareness, and that awareness brings healing. And then the healing, as it's an ongoing process, brings victory. So
yes.
That's wonderful. So we're thankful for that. And I'm sure that, you're waiting for us to arrive, and we should be on board with you. We want to make sure that we can get folks so we're there, prior to 30 minutes to 45 minutes prior to the start of the march and the seating and so forth and parking, and we're just excited. So keep us lifted up in prayer, and know that we're going to see if we can't get others. Just thinking about it, just thinking and saying, you know, this person would probably be interested. This person from this organization would probably like to come, you know, on board and to sit in, and if not share, just say, this is what we discovered when we went to Take Back the Night at NC State. Let's have it here. Let's have it at the church. Let's have it at this, the community college. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So we're thankful. So we appreciate that, and we're honored that you allow God to use your voice as the trumpet, as the oracle, to keep this awareness in the forefront, so people do not have to remain bound and in prison, in the shame, in the guilt, and saying, well, nobody will understand, nobody will care. So we're grateful for, you know, the fine folks at Blog Talk. You know, they're doing some things to make this happen as well behind the scenes.
Yeah,
so that this is able to, you know, go out throughout the, you know, cover the U.S. and probably some 20-plus countries. I'm sure some of the other places in the international waters are hearing us talk about what's going to take place Wednesday at NC State University. So it's a good thing. It's a positive thing. And then you said that you're going to take it to the next level and people with some additional things. So we look forward to that. And whatever that we can do to help you, you know, feel free to let us know. Okay?
Yes,
so thank
ma'am.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. Stay in the ring. Stay in the ring and keep your eyes on the prize. And then we know that you're bringing others on board as well. So that's powerful. That's powerful.
Ma'am. It really reminds me. Apostle Robert said when you were talking, because and just for the listeners to know, Take Back the Night is happening at North Carolina State University, but it is a national event that happens on all the major campuses across the country, not just North Carolina State University in Raleigh, North Carolina, but all of the universities in the United States have such an event.
Mm-hmm.
And then spring forth from that is another national event that also takes place called the Vagina Monologues that take place. And it's actually a reenactment for women to, again, talk about violence against women on all levels. Not just the sexual, but domestic, and it is an event that takes place as well. And if I'm not mistaken, that event might be coming up too, as well. And so I did participate in that a couple of years ago. It is a production, actually,
mm-hmm.
An on-stage production that I did participate in. Very very emotional, very moving, and very life-changing. And they usually pick a third-world country as the theme. And the year that I participated was the Congo, and just talked about some of the struggle that the Congo has in the abuse against women. And so that was the featured country that particular year. And it's very moving. But when you were talking about something you said, and it reminded me that it is a national event that takes place all over the United States as well. And yes, I do appreciate your support and those of others. And there are a few folks that I have talked to just in passing, in terms of just, you know, what are you doing, that have gotten quite excited. And I'm like, oh, well, keep me posted, because I think I would like to come. So there are some people that are even trying to participate on this end as well. As a matter of fact, one of my male friends, he is also trying to come. He's a former educator in the Wake County school system, mm-hmm. and he's retired now, and he wants to come. And so it just made my heart just really, really glad, you know, mm-hmm. that people are not only interested in the awareness and wanting to come out, you know, but they think that it's, you know, that they hear and that they want to come out and help support me as well. And that just speaks volumes to mm-hmm. me as well. Let me know that people do care and that they are listening. Speaks volumes to me. It really does. And I am just so appreciative. I really am so appreciative. So I thank you, and I do look forward to Wednesday.
Wonderful. The pleasure is mine. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is going to do it for Victory Gives All Eyes. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in this evening. And if you desire to be in touch with me, you may do so, because I think I did not even do any of that at the beginning, at the top of the hour. But if you desire to get in touch with me, you may do so at odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds, ODDS, _against_AGAINST_U@yahoo.com. Or you may write me at P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611. If you desire to sow into the ministry, you may do so. Again, at P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611. If you desire to be a host on the show, or if you have question or concern, or you just need prayer, or you need to talk, you may contact me at 641-715-3900. Again, that's 641-715-3900, extension 343-658#. You may leave me a voicemail message, extended voicemail message, up to, I believe, an hour, and I will be in touch with you. Again, that is 641-715-3900, extension 343-658#. I thank each and every one of you for listening, for tuning in on the broadcast on tonight, and just being support, just listening, and encouraging and praying in the background. You be blessed and have a great evening. Until Wednesday, I hope to see you. I want everybody to light my boards up. I can hold up to 50 calls in queue, so just go ahead on and dial in and hit that one and just be out there so I can see you. I just want to be able to see that you're there. That'll just make my heart really, really glad, and we'll just be live, and we will do our best to be your eyes and be able to just give you a play-by-play, if you will. Those of you who are sports fans and used to listen to the games on the radio when before television, that's how they would do it. And we're just going to do our best to be your eyes on that night and just give you a play-by-play. We will have various ones stop by and speak into the mic and give their experience and talk about what this means to them, various ones. And so we thank each and every one of you as we get ready to go out of here, I will play a little bit of this. And again, each and every one of you have a blessed night until Wednesday, March the 28th, right here on Victory Against All Odds at 6:20 p.m.
Sweet Jesus. you've given us.
Jesus.
We can speak to that sickness, and it will leave.
Jesus.
That's what he said in his word,
yeah. Jesus.
He said, I've come to give you life more abundantly.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
But I'm so glad he rose on a third day.
Jesus.
With all power in his hand.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory,
Everyone have a blessed night. See you on Wednesday. Good night.